Welcome to this week's episode of the Not Your Ordinary Job podcast. I am Jasmine Brown, Public Affairs Specialist with BLM Eastern States, and I would like to welcome back on the show Miss Nicole Allen, Jackson Hotshot crew member. How are you, Nicole?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for joining us again, Nicole. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the career fire?
Sure. So I started out in AmeriCorps, and from there I learned, you know, kind of what a labor job was like. I transitioned from AmeriCorps into the Conservation Corps world and decided I wanted to pursue fire because I had a number of friends who do it as well. So last year I put in a handful of applications, and Jackson was the first crew that called me back, actually. So I jumped at the opportunity to join this crew. This is my second year.
That's great. And I know last year we were going through a lot when it came to COVID. We're still going through a lot now, but you all managed to get a lot accomplished. Just to name a few assignments you were a part of: the Silver King Fire and Moonfish Fire in Florida, as well as a prescribed burn in Lathrop Bayou Management Area. So what are you most looking forward to when it comes to this year's fire season?
Sure, yeah. Last season, we got to go to quite a few different states and regions, and we got a broad spectrum of what it's like to fight fire in a number of different environments. So this season, I'm really looking forward to continue to diversify my experience and hopefully go back to some other places that we thought were cool last year and continue to help those resources out.
That's great. And what's the best part about working with your team?
My favorite part about this job is definitely being a part of the crew. We have such a good group of people. It has been really great to come back after the off season and just reconnect with familiar faces and, you know, pick up pretty much right where we left off. I know that the people on my crew, they always have my back, and, you know, they hold me accountable and encourage me to continue working to be the best person that I can be every day.
And one thing that I love about the Jackson Hotshots is that it's a diverse group of team members. What's the best part about having such a diverse team to work with?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really nice working with people from different backgrounds. Diversity can look a lot of different ways. So it's great to kind of see what it's like as far as gender diversity or racial diversity or, you know, socioeconomic diversity. Everybody has something different that they are bringing to the table. And I think everyone's unique lived experiences kind of help make this crew what it is. And I think that's really great.
Absolutely. And I know when we talked to you last year, you talked about some goals that you want to achieve. Are there any other goals that you would like to achieve for this year and years to come?
I think, you know, last year I got a good beginning taste of what it meant to fight fire. So I think some of my goals this year are just to continue to improve physically and to learn as much as possible, take opportunities as they arise to kind of develop my knowledge. And last year I really enjoyed times that we got to burn. So I'm really looking forward to doing more burning this year and kind of learning what goes into that.
And tell us about your position this year. What will you be doing this year with the Jackson Hotshots?
Sure. So yeah, I am a second year crew member on this crew. So it's cool to, you know, take my experiences from last year and be able to, you know, pass them along to people that are new to the crew this year. And we're beginning to get everybody on the same page. I'm on the dig and I really love it. My background is in trail work, so it is a really perfect transition to be a part of the dig. I have a pretty good time with that.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
And from last year up to this year, Is there anything that you've learned where you would give advice to someone that's looking to get into the career fire?
Yeah, I think be confident in your abilities, but also humble. Embrace what you don't know and take that as an opportunity to better yourself and invest in the crew, because they're there to support you. And when you can all perform as a unit, everything that you accomplish will be better and your time will be so much more enjoyable if you have positive relationships with the people around you.
That's awesome, Nicole, and we would like to thank you for allowing us to interview you again, and we're looking forward to all of the great work you and your team members will be doing this fire season.
Well, thank you so much for having me again. Yeah, it's been great to share my experiences with you, and I'm looking forward to what the season has ahead.
Thank you for listening to this season's Not Your Ordinary Job podcast. Check out our website regularly on updates and information on upcoming podcasts coming to BLM Eastern States.